Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going in. We're going in full throttle. That ought to keep those fighters off our tail. Image the fight against the New World Order as 100 million X-Wings engaging the Death Star. The New World Order doesn't have a chance unless you don't take action. All right, we're doing the little indictment watch here. And we are at a critical crossroads. Let me just repeat this. We're going to go to your calls. Either the elite are about to flush Bush as a sacrificial lamb, try to neutralize massive revolution that's brewing, and they do this as part of the theater. They've done it a lot in the past. I think that that's what's happening, but a subgroup of that, I believe they're just going to flush a few of his minions and nothing's going to happen. This is going to keep rolling. Doesn't matter because they're puppets to begin with. Or this is real and the elite have lost control, and then Fitzgerald is a very brave man. And the globalists are going to carry out terror attacks. Or they've gotten to Fitzgerald, and he's going to no-bill it, and it's going to go nowhere. That's why they didn't do the announcement 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. You know, there's a lot of chatter out there, a lot of smoke out there, a lot of misinformation out there about, you know, machine gun wars in New York battling Mossad trying to carry out attacks. News of attempted bombings under the Fitzgerald Federal Courthouse in Chicago. You know, Barbara Olson, who died on 9/11, supposedly, why she's been caught in Poland with Poland bordering countries that don't exist. And then because, we knew that these indictments could come down. I mean, it was never a question 8-9 months ago that this grand jury was impaneled looking at White House officials. So just because people wrote articles about that, and then said indictments could come down. I said over and over again, yes, that could happen. But then you add all this garnish or all these trimmings. You add to that this fog, this asteroid field of Barbara Olson's hopping around on pogo sticks, and you know all this other stuff boinging around and you know out in view. It just fogs everything, and then that's. I'm not going to judge why people are just vomiting all of this ridiculous theater. I mean, I don't know if they really believe it or they were fed it or if it's worse. I don't know, but people want me to talk about a bunch of stuff. I mean, I just, listen, in the long run, regardless of my delivery, you know why I have a bombastic delivery? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to let you in on a little trade secret here. There is no trade secret. That's the secret. Hard work, fighting the New World Order. And it's exhausting doing this radio show. People that know me that go out to dinner with me or go out for a long hike with me or go deer hunting, whatever. No, I don't talk a lot. I just sit there. I'm actually not that big of a talker. But once I've got to force myself for 3 hours to focus on the New World Order intently, to focus on what they're doing, you know, to increase blood flow to the cerebral cortex, to go into that heightened alertness, it's very tiring, and it's exhausting to be calm and methodical. But if I jack myself up into a hyped mode, then it's easy. And so if you really want to know why I have this delivery, it's because of that, really. It's just easier to go 110% and get all jacked up and all excited, and then sometimes that comes off a little bit wild. But it doesn't matter. The credibility, the information comes from hundreds of hours a month of just studying quietly with a big old pitcher of ice water at 3 a.m., just drinking cold ice water and just researching. And then I get on air and don't try to give a speech. Go try to give a focused, controlled speech. It's hard to a crowd of people. I do it quite often. I'm getting better at being a little more calm. But it's a lot easier just to go bananas. And so that's why I go bananas a lot. All right, we'll be right back. Go straight to your call. Stay with us.
Hey. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother, Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Josephine Watson. All right, I'm trying to have some fun. Paul Joseph Watson, my good buddy and the editor over at PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.tv will be joining us in the next hour. Last time I was on air with Paul was a few weeks ago on Coast to Coast AM. Talking about peak oil, maybe we can talk a little bit about that today. And then we're going to get into Patriot Act, would expand death penalty, a new expansion. Cheney leads White House fight against torture ban. Yeah, they'll send people to prison for following public orders to torture. Think of the schizophrenia of that. At the same time, openly say they're for torture. U.S. grand jury meets over the CIA leak. It could happen any time today. PBS film documents Rumsfeld's role in torture. Right now, let's blast through your calls. Who's up first here? Cheryl in Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. What do you know about Roland Arnell?
That doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. It should, because AmeriQuest pays $2.5 million a year for naming rights to AmeriQuest Field, home of George Bush's old team, the Texas Rangers.
Oh, you're talking about the owner of the Rangers. You're talking about how that's really owned through a foundation with UT. And
it Mr. Arnell is the owner of AmeriQuest predatory lenders for mortgages. Okay. Mr. Arnell also, and I have this article and I would like to send it to you. I did mail it out to Pastor Pod during the weekend. But Mr. Arnell, in the past 3 years, him and his wife have raised more than $12 million for Bush's political efforts, including $5 million for the Progress for American Voter Fund. His wife served as a co-chair for the 2004 Republican Convention and hosted a $1 million Bush-Cheney fundraiser at the couple's 10-acre home in Holmby Hills, California. After Bush was reelected, the Arnells forked over another $750,000.
Okay, I mean, now I'm familiar with who you're talking about. It actually did kind of ring a bell, but I wasn't sure. So,
well, he's also...
Ma'am, I mean, I know, a wart-covered one more of these little minion creatures.
Right, but what's happening here is on August 1st, Mr. Bush nominated Mr. Arnell to become the U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands. I have this whole article here about predatory lending and...
But, ma'am, you realize that even people like Mr. Arnell are low-level nobodies. Bush himself is a puppet.
Well, yes, this is true.
And I'd like to do some research on Lord Rothschild over in England or do some research on the Oppenheimers.
Yes.
I'm not knocking what you're doing. It's just that we could talk all day about his fundraisers and his buddies.
But what I'm trying to get at to you is this. This article that I have did not come from your local newspapers. It comes out of a free newspaper magazine that you can pick up at any street corner for free. On the front of this article, it says, all the president's men. Person who did this, you can get in contact with. There's a lovely picture of President Bush bowing his head, praying with Mr. Arnell in his hands. This is very demonizing. This is not something that your mainstream liberal media would talk about.
Okay, well, send it on to me. I mean, you know, one of Bush's campaign contributors. Very interesting. I just...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Sam in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, we're going to move on along then. Sam's not there. Let's go ahead and go to... Man, these phones are all bad today. Every one of them's got an atrocious hum. Josh in Texas.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Welcome. We're on the air, sir. That's what's going on.
Some crazy callers. Anyways, I had a question for you. When's your show on public access here in Austin?
Wednesdays. And Wednesdays from 6 to 7 on Channel 10. And then we do another show from 8 to 9 on Channel 10. We do two shows live every Wednesday night.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that. Also, I just wanted to tell you that I have a son. He's in school, and he got a little number to where he has to get his lunch. You know, and he told me that the other day. He's like, Daddy, I remember my number. I was like, number for what? And he's like, well, I have to punch it in so I can get my lunch. So it's like this is the total dumbing of society, you know?
Yeah, we talked about that. That went in Austin 5 years ago. And some schools make you swipe a card you wear around your neck, training you how to be a prisoner.
It's
and that is exactly what they do.
Well, I guess, yeah, but there's something we can do. So.
Have you thought about what they can do with that?
Oh, absolutely.
They know everything
absolutely.
He eats. They track, they trace him, and they train him how to be a prisoner. In schools all over the country, they make children thumb scan to get their lunches, training them for the cashless society. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
You bet. And now they are even putting it in grocery stores all over the country. And I've talked about this ad infinitum. But what they do is, and the industry publications talk about how to train you like an animal. They actually talk about it. Let's say there's 10 checkout lanes. They pull out 7 of them and put out self-serve. Then they pull out 2 more 6 months later, and they leave 1 service counter. Now, I've seen this at Home Depot. I've seen it at Randall's. I've seen it at HEB. I've seen it everywhere. Then they stop even having someone there to check you out about half the time because people don't want to use the self-serve. They instinctively, with the exchange of food, our entire history as humans, you want to have that exchange of food, you know, for something else with a human being. It's just normal. You want that service. And it's a pittance. Think about it. They check you out in 3 or 4 minutes. They're paying the person $9 an hour. I mean, what? Well, let's pass that on to you. Let's say you're going to be paying 30, 40 cents to have that service. See, if they advertise it like that, would you pay 30, 40 cents to have your food bag? Would you pay 30, 40 cents to not have to scan it yourself? Would you? Of course you would. You see, it's not about cutting prices or service. It's openly, strategically about total control. The cashless society, where you're not a good globalist, they just turn your number off. And lo and behold, I've been to Home Depot, 10 o'clock at night. Nobody there to check you out. You've got to use a self-serve. You know what I do? I go, get me a manager. I need somebody. The manager walks over. Hey, Alex, I'm a big fan of the show. Yep, it's the new rule. Everything you said is true. Let me check you out. And five guys gather around. Hey, we're all big fans. They're all against it, too. You see, that's compartmentalization. And then after they've had that in for a couple of years, and now it's already started in Minnesota and in Houston and in cities and states all over, Northern California, New York, suddenly you show up and they go, oh, 15% discount on all products if you enroll in our little biometric program. Oh, which to stop identity theft. There's been such a problem with that. It doesn't stop identity theft. Most identity theft is large data transfers between companies. This system actually causes it. That's admitted. Major industry publications on that, but never on the nightly news. And so suddenly, well, I want to save 15%. I'm buying $200 worth of groceries. We're talking about $30. We're talking about $40. Absolutely. And you get enrolled in the system, and then along comes a big fat spider like Neil Bortz. Big money foundations have been out there for at least a decade. I've been approached by them wanting to sponsor. These big sales tax, fair tax, as they call it, flat tax. But I've read the federal plans. I've watched hearings in Congress on C-SPAN years ago about the plan. This will be the plan. They're going to keep the income tax at about 10% for your, quote, Social Security. And they're going to jack that up later. And they're going to give you a flat 20% sales tax. Now, you add 10 and 20 together. What is that? That's 30. The average person federally is paying about an 18% income tax right now. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Is 18 bigger than 30? And the answer is, no, it isn't. No, it isn't, boys and girls. It is not fair. It is not flat. It is the most abominable thing you can imagine. Oh, you think the income tax is bad? And it is bad. It's unconstitutional, and Irwin Schiff shouldn't have gone to jail. Blah, blah, blah. I just sit here, and I hear the full court press, and they're getting ready to get rid of the IRS, the income tax, all of it. But you know what they're going to do? They're just going to change the name on the building. And you thought getting an audit every 7.5 years on average was bad. You thought that was bad. You thought that, you know, show us your receipts for a few things. You thought that was bad. How about federal control into every cash register, every shopping cart, every terminal, every checkout stand, every hot dog stand, wireless by law, tied into these free wireless systems the feds are paying the states to put in, tied into RFID in every product, uploading everything you buy and what you do, and swiping your card as part of the national sales tax. Because in the federal study 2 years ago, they said, oh, there'll be cheats, though, because it's going to be free and fair and flat unless you're, quote, in poverty. If you make less than $18,000 a year, you're going to be exempt. Oh, sounds real free and fair, except that, oh, rich people and middle class are paying poor people to go make big purchases for them, and we can't allow that, so you got to swipe your card or thumb scan when you do that. And then the auditors come because you bought too many TVs according to how much money you make. And you bought, oh, we sent CPS over because you bought too much beer. And your insurance went up because you're eating too much red meat and buying too much Bluebell Dutch chocolate ice cream. And that's the admitted federal plan on that. Department of Education's got one about obesity. So does the Department of Agriculture, of all people. Everything you do, micromanaged and controlled. Hell on earth. Transponders in all cars, taxing and tracking you. You go over the speed limit from tracker point to tracker point, mailing you tickets. Charging you thousands of dollars a year to drive. We were already going to have this go in all new inspection stickers in 2 months. January 1st, we got you to call. You made the phone calls. We barely beat it, and they've already tried to reintroduce it in a special session. Well, I'm on the front lines. We're all there. It's here. It ain't coming, boys and girls. It's here. You scream bloody murder, and you tell them, my child isn't doing that for your database. You freaks. Do not let your children do that.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Let me, instead of gibbering and in trying to cover 100 different facets, we're about to go to Sam, who is there, and Jeff and Charles and Tim and another Jeff. But you know what cookies are on a computer? You have to disable them. You have to tell your computer to not let websites place cookies on you. And a cookie is like a tracer they put on a blue whale. You know, the divers swim up and they stick the tracer on the blue whale to follow its every movement and how deep it dives and how long it's on the surface and its exact location for a full year.
It's a tracking device. And so industry, of course, did this. The government uses it, and cookies are everywhere. And I personally don't care when I'm out on the web, but I should. They shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be tracking, but, ooh, it gives me all these good statistics, so I like it. You know, because of cookies, I get to go look and see what my website is rated as. Oh, it's bigger than the Austin American Statesman. It dwarfs it. But again, you see, that's the creeping death of this. But even more serious are the physical cookies on your person. October 1st, 2001, all cell phones became cookies. They track you down to exactly where you're at. Now they're going to use them to give you tickets when you speed, because they put the radio readers in to triangulate with the cell towers. 5 years ago, I told you about it. It was in industry publications, no secret. And but see, to announce it to you last week, it was to monitor traffic and to tell how traffic's flowing, we're going to monitor and track your cell phone. Oh, and then you read deeper and give you tickets in the near future. And then, of course, they can physically listen to you. And now governors around the country are getting federal funds for the FEMA emergency centers in your town to actually have officers sitting there with earphones. And just if a vehicle's in trouble, you understand, to dial in and physically use the phone as a microphone. Doesn't even need to be on. Oh, built into it. See, they build it in. And it was going to be this year, but we protested and fought and boycotted, and so a lot of manufacturers and distributors refused. But the State Department and the Defense Department and Walmart have gotten together, and they're saying they don't care. They will not carry your products now by next year if it doesn't have RFID in it. And they admit, we sent Catherine Albrecht and others. They went to the Chicago meeting. We got the recordings of it in their own minutes. Big symposium, thousands in attendance. They said the public doesn't like it, but we will prevail. They used the word prevail against us, and we will submit. And they used terms like that and talked about how we don't like it, but how we are passive. And they even used these terms and how they're going to be able to push it over on us. And you will actually have physical cookies in the tags of every shirt. They're the size of a grain of pepper, small grain of sand. These are Defense Department developed at Naval War College. They're at MIT, Naval Weapons Development, Naval Technology Board. And it's going to be in every product with your name on it. When you leave the store, it'll be scanned on. The entire history of everything you do, totally direct. I mean, this makes 1984 look completely passe and isn't 1/100th of what we're facing. Do you understand? At point-blank range, I want to use that term again, we are here. It ain't coming. It's here. Do you understand? The grid is here. We fought hard on this show. You made the phone calls. It was going to pass. It is so close that we beat it by 2 votes in the legislature. We are inches from all inspection stickers having transponders. And do you know what? We beat it, and the TxDOT doesn't care. They're starting some weird trial, and 2 million people who get inspection stickers next year, you will not be asked, where did I find this? Business Wire. Business Wire. Announced months after we beat the bill, oh, TxDOT doesn't care. They've ordered 2 million, and they're just going to randomly be in 2 million of the 20 million Texans. I guess it's only about 8. I don't know how many drivers there are. There's 20 million Texans, so I'd have to guess. I don't know the number of drivers. But the point is, of the drivers, whether it's 12 million or 50 million, whatever it is, of those millions of Texans, of those 20 million Texans, 2 million of you are going to randomly have this in your inspection sticker. Nobody told you it's no law. These criminal bastards. Criminals, see, that's what they are. They're criminals. They couldn't get the law passed, so they're just going to do it. And it's happening nationwide. California, Oregon, New York, you name it. So enjoy. And guess what the law said? They said if you disable the transponder, it's the size of a piece of tape in the sticker, it's a felony. In fact, even if it's damaged by accident, sorry, you're going to spend prison time. See, you didn't have your tracker chip. I mean, this is slavery, people. You didn't have your chip, you're going to prison.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
All right, I promise we're going to your calls then. More of the indictment news. We're on indictment watch. Who's going to be indicted? Financial Times of London says indictments will be handed down today. Washington Post says they've been told they will, but they don't know. So I'd say anything could happen. And we're in real danger, because if these are real indictments and the elite isn't behind these, we could look for terrorist attacks or anything to try to smokescreen what's happening. But just finishing up on the subject of RFID and tracker chips and all of this, think about it. Have it get into your brain. I'm talking to the cop right now, sitting in his squad car listening to us in Pensacola, Florida, or Kansas City, or in Los Angeles right now, listening to us on our station outside Los Angeles, or wherever you're listening, on shortwave. You know, out on a cruise ship somewhere. I've gotten letters from people. Hey, I listen to you when I go on a cruise, you know, on the shortwave. Wherever you're listening, I mean, having a tracker chip in your inspection sticker, and the bill says the day your insurance goes out, we will arrest you. We will tax you on toll roads as you go down the street. We will tax you as you go from point to point if you speed. You know, thousands of dollars a year, and then TxDOT's own employees leak the fact that they've got plenty of money and that they're lying, saying they don't. You know, internal memos that say classified, not for distribution. We've got extra money. Why are we doing this? You know. And then who is the state of Texas? Is Rick Perry literally handing 6,000 miles of our roads, 7,000 miles of toll roads in the whole country? He's literally handing it to a Spanish company that the king of Spain owns a large portion of. I mean, I am actually going to have a transponder in my car
so the king of Spain can tax me. I mean, you see, Twilight Zone. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. We need to yell and scream. We need to get upset. And I wish that that pill-popping, Oxycontin head Limbaugh would talk about it, but it isn't going to happen. I wish Sean Hannity would talk about it, but he won't. No, he'll tell you how bad the border is and how it's wide open, so the answer is Bush's plan, which is total amnesty. The only person I know I've heard talking about it on big, big, big mega radio with tens of millions of listeners is George Norrie. I mean, no one is for this. Cops, cop unions all over the country are suing over these transponders. They're suing over red light cameras because they know it's going to get rid of their jobs. People go, well, that'll save money. It never does. That's just more control for the globalists. They want a mechanized remote control system. By 2010, half the Air Force will be drone. Fighter bombers, you name it. It sounded like I said that twice. The fighters and the bombers and the fighter bombers and the reconnaissance aircraft, all of them are going to... 2010. By 2014, half the ground forces are going to be combat robots. Basically, remote control mini-tanks. And it's going to be these zit-faced kids that play Doom 15 hours a day and have simulated hundreds of thousands of murders, which they admit it's all Pentagon. That's a Pentagon simulation. They're going to be sitting there with a bottle of Joke Cola eating Cheetos, murdering people in Iran or here in the U.S. Literally, folks, that's the future. A drone aircraft lands or a drone train, bullet train pulls up, offloads 100 mechs, they go to killing. See, the elite aren't going to need you SWAT team people anymore. They're not going to need the cops because they know you won't follow the orders to take the guns. Folks, this is the plan. This isn't science fiction. This is 2005. We're talking about 010, 012, 014. We have got to put the brakes on these things now. You know, the New World Order made that Lone Gunman X-Files episode, and I've had Dean Haglund, the star of the show, show up at my door and confirm what I'd already said. Dean Haglund, the interview's on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. The video interview is in my house. Mind if I sit you down and have you talk about this? How the CIA would approach them, Chris Carter and others, to plant things in the script. And they were approached, folks. They were approached on many levels, and they produced that piece where the government, a criminal element, is going to fly a hijacked jet full of passengers into the World Trade Center as a pretext for martial law, weapon sales, and to invade Afghanistan. And guess how they're going to cause the government to stand down, the good part of the government, the majority of the government. They're going to tell them it's a drill until it's too late. The exact thing happened 6 months later. They ran a drill, they remote controlled it, and the CIA planted that on them. Why? It's some weird, sick part of like the New World Order's religion. They got to tell you beforehand. So when you see movies like Terminator, folks, that's what we're talking about. But not machines taking over for the future, the elite doing it, and they're not going to look like humans stomping around like a scary metal skeleton killing you. You see in the end of Terminator 3, when they're inside the factory and there's those big rolling mechanized remote control tanks running around killing people, that's what they got. You can go to public, the declassified stuff, which is 10 years old, and you can see things that look just like those. See, that's why they did that in the movie. They went and used what real ones look like. Except the movie, they're white. The ones I've seen are black. And their remote control little tank, about the size of a Volkswagen, a little bit bigger, bristling with cannons, nerve gas, you name it. And we're going to be fighting these. Make no mistake. They're going to be buzzing around, killing us, and rolling about. And you know what? We're going to. That's why we got to have our guns and our weapons. For if it gets down to that point, we can deal with it. And guys, you saw Fox News 3 years ago where they showed the domestic population hover drone where it looks like a little saucer that flies up and scans your face and makes you show your ID card or it kills you. I remember seeing that on the History Channel. They had some show about, you know, weapons. Or was it Discovery about drones? And it looked just like the thing, and they live, a little saucer flying around that scans your face, remember? And he goes, hello, my little friend, and blows it out of the air. I mean, see, they flaunt it. They flaunt it. It's being flaunted. And again, laugh at me. Don't check out Business Wire. Don't check out who owns the company. Don't check out this is all happening. Don't read BBC and Associated Press and Science and all these magazines admitting that we're going to have this drone army. They're not going to need us anymore. This is all to control us and then to reduce our numbers. Before we go to the calls, finally, I hope that you will get my videos. It's how you support us, but that's secondary. But yes, when we have more money, I'll hire more people, and I'll do a better job, and I'll make more films, and we'll give you better service, and we'll do more on the website. My whole life is the fight against the New World Order, folks. Everything I do is in that direction. And when I go to sleep at night, it's so I'll be rested so I can fight the New World Order. I'm totally dedicated. And when you support us, it goes right into the fight. And judge the tree by its fruits. I mean, this tree is laden with the fight, laden with waking people up, laden with fighting the New World Order. And I want to thank those that have supported this broadcast. And you know who you are, in England, in Colorado, in Texas, all over. And the way to donate to us, the way to support us, is just to buy a bunch of the DVDs. You want to support us? Order 100 DVDs, and you can get them for $5.95 when you order that many of select titles. Order 500 of them. Give them away to people. Or if you can only afford one DVD, buy one copy and burn copies, or make VHS copies. Whatever. Put them on Access TV. I'll know how to do that. Well, go find out how. It's easy. How does the journey of 1,000 miles start? It starts with a single step. You know, once you learn the trick that work is fun and that fighting evil is fun and that it isn't frustrating and then just getting involved and getting the job done, and once you start the job will be done. That's how life works. I mean, I got Martial Law, the miniseries, documents how the globalists carried out 9/11, why they carried it out, what their plan is, how they did it, and that's only 1 hour of the 3-hour film. I mean... You got to have this video. I'm so proud of it. I want you to have it. I actually just love watching a bunch of these ship out. I love knowing you're seeing it. I love knowing you're getting truly informed. I really love knowing you're making copies. I mean, that is just, it makes me know that, you know, if I was to be killed tomorrow or whatever, that my life meant something and that you helped get the word out and that we've all been in the fight, and that my life wasn't a waste of time watching football. And so please, get Martial Law. Make copies of it. I mean, I want you to make 100 copies. Just make a copy every night and 100 days will flash by and you'll give it out 100 copies. If you've already got my videos, get them and make copies. Mail them to your friends and family. There's America Destroyed by Design, there's Police State 2000, there's Road to Tyranny, there's American Dictators. You can get my three best DVDs, American Dictators, Martial Law, and Road to Tyranny, we're talking over 7 hours of footage, even more than that, for $44.95 right now. And this is just until Christmas, the end of Christmas. Into the holidays, January 1st. I'm putting a special up where the T-shirts aren't $20, they're $15. And you get three of them, what, they're $12 a piece. You know, we're just slashing because it's about getting the message out. There's a bunch of other specials up there. I want to get the word out, and now is the time. So here's the toll-free number. Take advantage of these specials. Give them as gifts. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Oh, by the way, if you come to that address, that's just a mailing address. That's not my physical office. I don't have an open office, though I'm about to. My office is there. We're moved into it. Our new bigger office is going to be a bookstore, but it just isn't ready yet. And so people keep coming in by the dozens every day to that office, and it's just a mail drop. Not there, just so you know. 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can simply go to Infowars.com to order via safe, secure online shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Over 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You can get a monthly membership and see all the films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, my best audio reviews, special text reports for members only. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Thousands of pieces of media up there now. I mean, it's ridiculous. A labyrinth of information. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go there, download, burn copies, give them to people. Use that as an activist tool. And if you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free, roughly. Like something like two and three-quarter months free when you get a yearly membership, to be precise. Let's blast through your calls. Now let's go to Sam in Texas, who's ready now. Sam, welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's a great pleasure to be on your show.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I listen to your show every day. I love it, and I would pass the word along as much as I can. Today, on Yahoo News, I get on there every day and read some of the real news and some of the fake news. And I copied down a couple headlines. New passports will have high-tech features.
It's going to have a tracker chip and three biometric features.
Yes. Also, there was another article I picked up. Department of Justice official urges voting rights renewal. I don't know if that means anything to you or not. But you might
just federal funds. Your phone's a bit garbled, but from what I got, the federal takeover of voting.
Yes, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of in Liberty Hill right now. But I went to bought a cable modem for my house because I was tired of paying their rental fees. And Cox Communications flipped me over very quickly. I gave my MAC address. They flipped me over. Well, when I moved, I went to Time Warner. And I remember you talking about Time Warner Cable the other day. And they said, well, it takes 7 to 10 days to set up their own cable modem. And after grilling them for a few minutes, they finally told me, after all said and done, they're like, we do this so we can monitor and log your Internet activity.
Well, that's very valuable consumer data on the face of it. So they're not paying you for data they're taking, and then after all of that, it then expands out from there.
Oh.
And so I mean, again, this is just no freedom.
No, I wouldn't. I whenever I buy a house, it will not have Time Warner Cable in it. I promise you that.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. What happened with Time Warner Cable, let's be specific. Everybody who had Time Warner Cable, Roadrunner, was being blocked from visiting Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we ascertained day one that it was a cogent level 3 fight. You know, why were they doing this? Why were they shutting down large portions of the net? But there had been an ongoing problem with the DNS, where we had to call every week until Time Warner Nationwide to stop blocking our DNS. They were doing it. So it was two things. And now Time Warner has stopped, at least for now, blocking our DNS. The DNS is the real number, folks. It's not what your web address name is. So your numerical or your text name, Infowars.com or SneakyPossum.com, whatever it is, that, or OscarTheGrouch.com, you know, whatever it is, JohnDoe.com, whatever your physical name is, that's it attached to a number. They were just deleting that out over and over again. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Colorado. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to tell you, first of all, you got a great show. And
thank you.
Your websites are really good, too. And I totally agree with you. Neil Bortz stuck on stupid. It's like trying to have a battle of wits with an unarmed mind. And, of course, you're right about Bush as well. He is a puppet, the village idiot. But anyways, Alex, I wanted to talk to you about one thing. I don't know. I'm sure you're probably aware of this. You know quite a bit of information. Let's see. Back in 10-14 of 2003, There was a video, a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence, in which Yorkshire Television, the Discovery Channel, did a 1994 video exposing the child sex ring that reached the Bush administration, Bush Sr.
No, I know. 5 years ago, we aired that on local access television.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, first time ever it's aired on TV.
Right, and it was, you know, pressured from Congress, I think, that, of course, they tried to block it. And, of course, this was news stories coming forth about the CIA international trafficking and children.
Well, I mean, DynCorp got caught in 2000 doing it. I mean, it's not like it's
right.
Not well known. I mean, these are evil people.
Yeah, right. And also, I'm with the Watchdog Group on U.S. government corruption and cover-ups. And
well, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, Jeff. Then we'll go to Charles, Tim, Jeff, and many others. 1-800-259-9231. And Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us coming up in the third hour. A huge news blitz, the latest on the indictments as well. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There were a bunch of articles about a year ago in England where the U.S. and the British government did this child porn swoop. And I think it was like 40% of the people were police and judges. And so it just got dropped. Nothing was done. I mean, this was serious stuff. This was making the abomination. This was engaging in it. I mean, Barney Frank's allowed to have 15-year-old boys in his apartment. I mean, these people are above the law. But then you hear about some good old boy who goes to the wrong website, and his ISP reports him, and he gets 5 years in jail because he just went to a website. Every week I read news articles where people just went to a website, didn't even download anything. It's like the guy that wrote the music for The Who, I forget his name. I mean, they admit he went to a website. Just went to it. And boy, they just pounced on him. You just go to a website. Everybody knows about email, the stuff that opens, the stuff that pops up, the things that, you know, there's just all this garbage on the internet. Nothing's done about that. And then DynCorp is caught. You know, we have that little 8-minute clip where Rumsfeld's questioned about it in Congress. And he admits it's going on and says, well, they were put in the penalty box. 200,000 women and children. 200,000. That's two Red River shootout crowds. Okay? And that's two giant domes full of people were grabbed and taken to Israel, Saudi Arabia, a lot of those Asian countries where they actually have slave whores. And children, women, you name it. A lot of them are just used as laborers or slaves or whatever. I mean, it is sick, folks. And that's just admitted. And nobody gets in trouble. But let's put the good old boy in jail for 5 years who went to the wrong website. See, this is the New World Order, folks. They are unbelievable. And NAMBLA is just allowed to operate out in the open. They're fine, according to the government, and a member of the UN NGOs, when they all need to be arrested. See, they're okay, but then the good old boy goes to the wrong website, he goes to jail. This is such a sick joke, folks. But, you bring up that documentary, and that's admitted. I mean, the stuff that Senator DeCamp exposes is admitted. And he was hired by the Republicans to disprove all this and found out it was true, and they murdered his investigator. And then a TV station in Virginia said it wasn't true. He sued them and won over $1 million. I mean, this has been proven in court. But finish up what you were saying.
Well, basically, this 94 video documentary exposing this child sex ring was completely covered up. I mean, they even, Discovery Channel was actually reimbursed the $250,000 or $500,000, whatever it was, that it cost to produce this video, this documentary. They were actually reimbursed for the expenses because they said, well, you know, all cost involved. And, of course, certain members of Congress pressured them not to air this video. And, it, by the way, if anybody wants to take a look at this video, it's actually on a website, Alex, and it's www.freewebs.com. Then you have to put a /. Then
the best way to do it is search engines. So just give folks the name of the documentary. Really is the best way to find it.
Yeah, actually, I don't think it actually has a... Conspiracy of Silence.
Yeah, it's the name of the film.
Yeah, Conspiracy of Silence is actually the name of the film. But freewebs.com/... GOV websites is a watchdog group on the government, and they actually have that plus a lot more. It's,
okay, what else is on your mind, sir?
Well, basically, I just wanted to discuss some of those things with you. And you're exactly right. DynCorp is a disgrace, and it's a contractor by the government. There was a guy named Ben Johnston. He blew the whistle on DynCorp, a U.S. contractor that was doing business down in Bosnia. And, of course, he admitted they fired him, and he basically...
Well, it was UN employees, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good job exposing it. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.